Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
On the DDC here on this Friday. You just made the list coming up at the bottom of the hour. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, and Derek Mason with you. Predators have back-to-backs tomorrow and Sunday. It'll be the Blackhawks tomorrow morning and then St. Louis on Easter. Those start times, 11:30 tomorrow morning against Chicago and 5 o'clock on Sunday against the Blues. Let's say hello and good afternoon to the captain, Roman Josi. He now joins us. Roman, how you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
Doing fantastic. Last night didn't go your way. This is tough, this part of the season. You guys have had a little trouble scoring here of late. Is it because this point in the season, Roman, you've been through this so many years, that things start tightening up? Everybody's making their final push, and it gets a little bit more difficult, or is it just because you guys may be in this patch you got to work out of?
Yeah, I think a little bit of both. I mean, I think every team you're playing now is fighting for something. I think you're playing playoff teams. You're playing teams fighting for playoffs. Even teams that are not in the playoffs, they want to end the season on a good note. And I think against San Jose, we actually had a lot of really good chances. Just couldn't find a way to score till late, but I thought we played a pretty good game. I think yesterday wasn't our best. I think yesterday we didn't play the way we wanted to play and didn't serve to get the win. But it's definitely that time of the year where every team is playing their best, and it's a lot harder to score for sure.
Yeah, you brought up the word fighting. Mark Borowiecki was not in the lineup last night, but what he did on Tuesday after what happened Sunday afternoon in Pittsburgh, I guess mad props to him, right? I mean, when you see a guy go out there and lay that out on the line, his face out on the line, especially at the beginning of the first period in Tuesday's game, I was just shocked he was in the lineup. But what does that mean to you guys in the room?
Yeah, it means a lot. I think Boro is one of those guys, he can't appreciate enough. He's been doing it all year for us. I mean, he puts his body on the line for the team. He's such a team player. And I think every time he does it, it gives us momentum. He sticks up for guys. He's unbelievable. Like you said, after what happened on Sunday, he comes back and fights. He's so tough. It's unbelievable. And I think, like I said, we can't appreciate him enough, and we're so lucky to have him on our team. And he's been doing it all year, and it's such a huge part of our success.
Roman, you've been here long enough, and you know even when you guys were successful, maybe the power play was not successful, and you guys got asked the questions all the time, and the coaches, and it was a real narrative here. Well, that has not been the case this year. You guys have been basically a top 10 power play unit and top 5 for a lot of the season, or all the season. It looks different. It's fun to watch. You've obviously had tons of success with the man advantage this year. What changed, and why has it worked so well this season?
I think our movement. This year, I think everybody's moving in different spots. There's no like certain spots for guys, and everybody's kind of just playing every position. And I think we're just moving a lot, making different plays. And it's hard to defend as a penalty kill to you never know where guys are. A guy might be on this one timer, then he's on the other side a couple seconds later. So I think it's hard to defend. And, it's obviously been a problem the last couple of years here. And it's been good for us. I mean, obviously it's a huge part, and it's won us a lot of games.
You know, they're going to honor Crispy over the weekend. Do you think this is a lot? He's deserving of this, by the way. You know, obviously, everybody knows that, what him and Pete Weber mean to this market. But also, maybe it'd be a nice counter to maybe Chicago and St. Louis, right? Because we've joked on the show, it feels like every time you guys went on the road, somebody was doing a damn ceremony honoring somebody. I mean, my goodness, you guys have to lead the league in that.
Yeah. Yeah, there's been a lot of those. I mean, obviously a lot of great players, great people doing amazing things throughout their career. So, it's always cool to see on the road, at home, just having guys like Crispy, who's done so much for a city. He's done so much for Nashville. I mean, he's had an unbelievable career in everything he did. I think he won 3 Stanley Cups, right? And then the broadcasting, he's such a beloved person in Nashville, and he's very beloved in our team too. I mean, he's been down the locker room every day. It's always so much fun to talk to him. He's such an amazing guy. So those things are always a lot of fun, and it's really cool to see.
This season for you personally, for all this coming together, obviously you've had a career season. You just set a franchise record for most points in a season, passing Paul Kariya, a record that had been there for 16 years. Your stats are comparable to going back to defensemen, you know, 3 decades ago in the league. Just kind of going through it this season, when did you know that this one maybe felt a little bit different, or did you? Were you just out there being you and everything came together, or did you kind of get a feeling as a player that, hey, things were kind of going your way?
I think it was good. I think I had a good start to the season, and I think that always helps, and you obviously never know how it's going to go. But I think personally, what I just focused on is just to control what I can control, and I just want to come out this year and have fun, enjoy the process. And I think that's kind of what we've been doing as a team. We obviously, the expectations weren't as high as maybe previous years in the beginning of the year, and we just came out. We had fun. We worked hard, and I think the same goes for me. And then, good things normally happen. Good things normally happen if you do the right things, if you work hard, and you're just enjoying the process. So I think it's kind of what my goal was this year, and I think what our team goal was. And then obviously it's been working out for us.
We're talking to the captain, Roman Josi. The Predators play back-to-back Saturday against Chicago and then Sunday against St. Louis. In the next chapter here, Roman, as you know, it's a long journey for 82 games, and it the last couple of years you haven't had that full 82. So I'm curious, when you guys met today, obviously it was a bump in the road last night. You guys have done a good job for the most part this year of responding, understanding how you put that one behind you and learn from it. So what was today like when you guys gathered again after one that just didn't go your way last night?
You know what, it was pretty quick. I think at this time of the year, it's all about the next game. I think we all know we were disappointed in the game last night. The coaching staff was disappointed, and we all know that we can play a lot better. And we just talked about letting this one go and just focusing on this big weekend. And like you said, I think this team has done a great job of responding after a game that we maybe didn't like. So, expect nothing else from us tomorrow and then Sunday.
You've got a lot of guys on this team that you're watching go through the full 82 for the first time, like a Tanner Jeannot and an Alex Carrier. UC Saros as the starting goaltender. His workload has been high. It doesn't seem to me like I see a lot of sag in terms of energy on a night-to-night basis. What are you seeing? How do you think the guys are holding up mentally and physically who have not been through that full 82-game grind yet?
They're doing great. I mean, it's pretty impressive how well they're playing. The guys you talked about who were playing 82 games the first time in their career, I think that's I remember when I played my first full season, that's one of the hardest things to be consistent over 82 games, and there's so many games, so many up and downs, and those guys have done an amazing job. I mean, like I said, it's not easy, but they've been so consistent for us, and it's a like so many guys having really good years. It's just such a big key to our success.
So Roman, another thing that happens too is when the games start really getting big here down the stretch, and every game is so important. Your ice time is going up a little bit. I notice now you're on even the second power play unit as well. Your minutes go up a little bit. So how are you holding up? And I'm sure you're the type of guy that likes playing even more if you can, any way you can contribute. But what goes with that in terms of the preparation and the execution?
Yeah, I think it's just a lot of recovery, obviously, on days like this. Trying to recover. I mean, there's so many games right now, so there's not a lot of practice times right now. I think it's all about the games, and this time of the year, your focus is on winning games, and I think you gotta take care of your body, you gotta recover, and that's about it. Just on your days off, you try and take it easy and get ready for the next day.
Well, Roman, before we let you go, just want to thank you for coming on with us, because I know you're a pretty popular guy these days, not just in Nashville for all of us in the local media, but what you're doing gets the attention of everybody league-wide, so I know a lot of people hit you up for things like this. So thanks a lot for the time today.
No problem. Anytime, guys.
Roman, thanks for doing this. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
That is the captain, Roman Josi. Predators tomorrow hosting the Blackhawks. Remember, 11:30 puck drop. I'll have pregame for you at 10:30. Willie and his crew on the television side of things will have their coverage starting at 11 a.m. Remember, Pete Weber and Terry Crisp on these airwaves tomorrow calling the game. How cool is that? And then they'll slide over to TV on Sunday and call the Blues game. Willie, I think it'll be you and Hal, right? You and Skillsy on Sunday?
I believe so, yes.
On radio? You believe so. So what are you guys doing? Paper,
so.
Scissors, rock? We got to determine that a little bit later. I mean, it is Friday. You don't know?
Whoever wins.
Well, I just put it out there. So I think you're doing that. But if not, we'll make the correct changes.
I'm doing radio for sure. I believe it's Hal and I doing the radio.
I think there's going to be a little bit of mix. I think they've got you doing a couple of things. I think Max is going to maybe help out a little bit, I think, from what I'm being told.
So. Well, yeah. That we do know is there's a special ceremony, which I'm honored to be a part of on the band stage in the first intermission, just recognizing Crispy. I'm really looking forward to that. So Max Hurst will pinch hit and do the second half of the first period so I can go down and get into position there. So that's Sunday. But like we've been saying, you know, if you have been in this town for any length of time, you heard Roman say it there, you know, Crispy has meant so much to we talk a lot about the emotional connection that a team has to its fan base. Well, Crispy's as responsible for that with the Predators as anybody, right? Going all the way back to day one. He and Pete were the greatest ambassadors an expansion team could hope for in a market like Nashville, such a unique situation. Crispy hadn't spent any time in Nashville, but Nashville took to him. It was a love affair, right? Two ways. He fell in love with the city. He's going to be living here even after he retires, so he'll be around. But it's going to be a great moment to appreciate him on Sunday evening. So make sure that you're on hand for that one. You're going to want to be there.
It's going to be an awesome weekend for sure, and we appreciate
Roman and let's hope
for
the team,
joining us.
Let's hope the team is inspired. You know, they've got a lot of reasons to be inspired, but, man, that's just one more. You'd love to see an electric atmosphere with some, you know, some Smashville standing O's in there, and maybe the team can get that extra boost of energy as they move down the stretch. Eight games to go. They're so close of getting into the playoffs, but they've still got that meat on the bone that we talk about, right? And they don't have the X by the name yet. They've got to get there. And so this is a great thing. I mean, I want to see Smashville in top form these next two games. I mean, heck, it's the Blues and the Blackhawks. Come on.
You just made the list coming up next, but first, a word about Loan Pronto.
All right, let's talk Loan Pronto. How great would it be to wipe out all the credit card payments? If you've got those, you know that they can be a burden. They got high interest attached to them. So here's what they can do. Imagine your monthly cash flow without those payments. Loan Pronto can make it happen with the debt consolidation refi. Loan Pronto can help you use the equity in your home to your advantage. It's a smart financial move. So here's the deal. Your home's value is up. Inflation has been great for that. So you can refinance your mortgage now. Take money out to pay off all your credit cards, eliminate PMI charges, pay off personal loans or other high interest debt. And there's a lot of examples of homeowners doing this all over the place through Loan Pronto. It's a fast and easy process now. So why pay 20% interest when you can consolidate it into one low payment with a mortgage APR in the threes? Homeowners who do it save an average of $800 a month. And you can even skip your next house payment if you act now. So call Loan Pronto, 615-499-5780. That's 615-499-5780 or go to loanpronto.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS 166-1781, subject to lender approval.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.